Kaylin Duchon kicked the flat tire of her Maserati, then hopped around, cursing her likely broken toe. The heel of her stiletto stuck in the mushy ground. A half dozen windmills of her arms couldn't stop her from face-planting. On the bright side, the field her car had careened to a stop in was lush. Spitting blades of grass from between her teeth, she attempted to dust off the skirt of her Chanel suit. No use. When she spotted long, streak stains on the periwinkle silk, she surrendered to the will of the universe. She flopped onto her back in the wildflower-dotted meadow, trying to appreciate the late summer blooms and the cotton candy clouds overhead. An insect of some sort skittered across her thigh. Without looking, she pretended it was a ladybug, since with her luck it probably was a tarantula or a millipede. Definitely something poisonous.
Ark!
Forget communing with nature. She should have stayed in the sweltering car. After 2 hours baking while staring at her dead phone, she thought maybe she should try to expand her horizons. Nope. Never mind. Good thing there was no one within a 5-mile radius of her crash site. On the fringe of a podunk town, her awkward slapping and lurching would have convinced a passerby she was having a seizure. Somehow, Kaylin ended up on her knees, but on her heels. One shooed, one not. She searched frantically for bugs or snakes or Bigfoot or whatever the heck else might be lurking in the vegetation surrounding her. The bucolic landscape now felt ominous instead of serene, as it had appeared while she coasted past, singing along to the radio in a failed attempt at levity. Her heart pounded as she considered crawling onto the back seat of her busted ride and taking a nap instead of exploring to alleviate her boredom. At least sleep might take her mind off the thirst that had turned her mouth into a fair imitation of the Sahara Desert in the couple hours since her tire had detonated. Why hadn't she packed a bottle of water? This is what happened when you tried to fly free. Who was she kidding? A caged bird like her would never cut it in the wild. Kaylin took a deep breath, then another. Life beyond the invisible crystal bars on her not-so-perfect mansion windows might not be as carefree and exhilarating as she'd imagined while trapped inside, strangled by miles of bureaucracy and endless decorum, both of which had been unpleasant inheritances bestowed on her as the daughter of an aristocratic politician. Well, crap. At least the creepy guy who tried to lure her into his pickup a while ago had left with a promise to dispatch a tow truck. Though disgustingly dirty, his ride hadn't seemed nearly as soiled as his oily leers when he'd invited her to tag along rather than wait for roadside assistance. She figured the chances of him pocketing the last of her cash without a glance in his rearview mirror had to be at least 50-50. Proud of her vanishing naivete, Kaylin still regretted her recently tarnished outlook on the universe. She sighed. The deep inhale that followed sucked pollen into the far reaches of her lungs. A sneeze ripped through her. It loosened more hair from her usual chignon, flinging platinum tendrils into her face. She might have addressed the mess if the rumble of an engine hadn't caught her attention. Hobbling on mismatched legs, one now 5 inches shorter than the other, toward the road, she waved her arms and bounced like an insane castaway who'd been stranded on a desert island for a decade. Her effort wasn't necessary. Flashing amber lights crested the hill, followed by a monstrous tow truck decked out in chrome and metallic onyx paint. Enormous fireball graphics exploded over the hood, as if the vehicle plowed through an inferno. Its driver seemed proportionally huge behind the wheel. Either that, or the company had a grizzly bear for a mascot and allowed the thing to respond to emergencies.
Darn, please don't let this guy be sketchy too, she prayed.
A lifetime of etiquette instruction took control, and Kaylin attempted to groom her disheveled hair, fix her suit, haul her shoe from the muck, and school her face into a calm mask of indifference all at once. Illusions were the only source of power she had left. Instead, she only managed to turn in circles, put some color in her cheeks, and propel her heart rate from elevated to a ridiculous extra-nervous thumping that pulsed in her fingertips while she began to perspire. Fantastic.